You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is the 349th Word for Word. So we will be going into the book of Jasher again. Sefer HaYashar means book of the upright. It's not a guy's name. And we'll be starting in chapter 52. Before we get started, I'd like to give everybody my website so they can listen to or download shows they might have missed. It is HTTPS, as in sugar, /// www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, hyphen, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .com. So you can get that information right there. It's not an interactive site. You can't troll there. If you want to hear some scriptures or you want to download some stuff, you want to find some other two Seedline Christian Identity websites, that's the place to go. So without further ado, we will get into chapter 15. Of the book of Jasher. And this is where the brothers had gone home, and they opened their sacks, and their money was there from Pharaoh, and they were all upset because they thought they would be charged with theft, and that their brother would be killed because they had their money. Well, oh, my. And the old man gets upset with him, too, Jacob. So let's start with verse 1 here of chapter 52. And they entered their house, and every man opened his sack, and they saw, and behold, every man's bundle of money was there, at which they and their father were greatly terrified. As I said, they're afraid their brother would be killed because of that. Verse 2. And Jacob said unto them, what is this that you have done to me? I sent your brother Yosef to inquire after your welfare, and you said unto me, a wild beast did devour him. Verse 3. And Shimeon went with you to buy food, and you say the king of Mitzrayim has confined him in prison. And you wish to take Binyamin to cause his death also, and bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave on account of Binyamin and his brother Yosef. He's upset. undeniably upset. Verse 4. Now my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead and he is left alone, and mischief may befall him by the way in which you go, as befell his brother. Verse 5. verse 5. And Reuben said unto his father, you shall slay my two sons if I do not bring your son and place him before you. And Yaakov said unto his sons, abide ye here, and do not go down to Mitzrayim, for my son shall not go down with you to Mitzrayim, nor die like his brother. The old man didn't want him to go. Didn't want to lose another son. Verse 6. And Yehuda said unto them, refrain ye from him, in other words, hold off, until the corn is finished, and then he will say, take down your brother, and he will find his own life and the life of his household in danger from the famine. So he was planning on waiting a bit. Verse 7. And in those days the famine was sore throughout the land. And all the people of the land went and came to Mitzrayim to buy food. For the famine prevailed greatly among them, and the sons of Yaakov remained in Canaan a year and 2 months until their corn was finished. Okay. Here's the turning point. Verse 8. And it came to pass after their corn was finished, the whole household of Yaakov was pinched with hunger, just like the brother said. You can reference Genesis 43, verse 1. And all the infants of the sons of Yaakov came together, and they approached Yaakov, and they all surrounded him, and they said unto him, give us bread. And why shall we all perish through hunger in your presence? All the little kids. That went over well, I'm sure. Verse 9. Yaakov heard the words of his son's children, and he wept a great weeping. And his pity was roused for them. And Yaakov called unto his sons, and they all came and sat before him. And Yaakov said unto them, and have you not seen how your children have been weeping over me this day, saying, give us bread, and there is none? Now return and buy for us a little food. Verse 11. And Yehuda answered and said unto his father, if you will not send our brother with us, we will go down and buy corn. Or, pardon me, if you will send, I don't have my reading glasses on. That's my fault. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy corn for you. And if you will not send, we will not go down, for surely the king of Mitzrayim particularly enjoined us, saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother be with you. For the king of Mitzrayim is a strong and mighty king, and behold, if we shall go to him without our brother, we shall all be put to death. Verse 12. Do you not know, and have you not heard, that this king is very powerful and wise, and there is not like unto him in all the land? Behold, we have seen all the kings of the land, and we have not seen one like that king, the king of Mitzrayim. Surely, among all the kings of the land, there is none greater than Abimelech, king of the Philistim, yet the king of Mitzrayim is greater and mightier than he. And Abimelech can only be like one of his officers. Now, they have the earth in here instead of the land, but if you read the Hebrew, it is Eretz. It is not Tebel, because he's speaking of the known land that they lived in. He is not speaking of the whole global planet. I am not a flat earther, okay? Sorry. Don't want to offend anybody, but I'm not a flat earth guy. Verse 13. Father, you have not seen his palace and his throne, and all his servants standing before him. You have not seen that king upon his throne and his pomp and royal appearance, dressed in his kingly robes with a large golden crown upon his head. You have not seen the honor and glory which Yah has given unto him, for there is not like unto him in all the land. Verse 14. Father, you have not seen the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge which Yah has given in his heart, nor heard his sweet voice when he spoke unto us. Verse 15. And you can reference Genesis chapter 43, verse 7 on this. We know not, Father, who made him acquainted with all our names and all that befell us, yet he asked also after you, saying, is your father still living, and is it well with him? Verse 16. You have not seen the affairs of the government of Mitzrayim regulated by him without inquiring of Parao, his lord. You have not seen the awe and fear which he impressed upon all the Mitzri. That's the Egyptians, okay? And also, when we went from him, we threatened to do unto Mitzrayim like unto the rest of the cities of the Amorites, that would be Emori in Hebrew, and we were exceedingly wroth against all his words which he spoke concerning us as spies. And when we shall again come before him, his terror will fall upon us all, and not, and it has one of us in italics, will be able to speak to him either little or a great thing. Verse 18. Now, therefore, Father, send, we pray thee, the lad with us, and we will go down and buy thee food for our support and not die through hunger. So that was pretty impressive little speech. And Jacob said, why have you dealt so ill with me to tell the king you had a brother? What is this thing that you have done unto me? In other words, why did you open your big mouth about the brother back home? That's virtually what he said to him. Let me get a little hit of this in my ice hot coffee. And I hope the audio is all right on this. I'm using a brand new set of headphones because my other ones were almost falling apart. And they worked well, but, man, wearing them, the little the foam things, the black covering, vinyl covering was coming off. I have black little pieces of vinyl all over my ears. And this is a noise-canceling mic. It's a much better headset, albeit it is more expensive. But I've got so much sunk in this outfit here now, it just doesn't much matter. I've got a lot of shows to do, and I really need good equipment. So I went ahead and shelled out the shekels. Verse 19. And Yehuda said unto Yaakov his father, give the lad into my care. Okay, he's going to take care of him. And we will rise up and go down to Mitzrayim and buy corn and return. And it shall be when we return, if the lad be not with us, then let me bear your blame forever. Verse 20. Have you seen all our infants weeping over thee through hunger? And there is no power in your hand. In other words, to satisfy them is what it has in italics. In other words, you couldn't feed them. We're out of food. Now let your pity be roused for them, and send our brother with us, and we will go. Verse 21. For how will Yahweh's kindness to our ancestors be to you when you say that the king of Mitzrayim will take away your son? As Yahweh lives, I will not leave him until I bring him and place him before you. But pray for us unto Yahweh that he may deal kindly with us, to cause us to be received favorably and kindly before the king of Mitzrayim and his men. For had we not delayed, surely now we had returned a second time with thy son. Verse 22. And Jacob said unto his sons, I trust in Yahweh, that he may deliver you and give you favor in the sight of the king of Mitzrayim. And in the sight of all his men. Verse 23. Now therefore, rise up and go to the man, and take for him in your hands a present from what can be obtained in the land, and bring it before him, and say, may El Shaddai, they have Almighty God here, but in Hebrew it is El Shaddai, the divine being that is almighty, okay? May El Shaddai give you mercy before him, that he may send Binyamin and Shimeon, your brethren, with you. They had anglicized this quite a bit when they translated it. But I know the Hebrew that corresponds in the books of Genesis. And I'll put the Hebrew in where it's applicable. Verse 24. And all the men rose up, and they took their brother Binyamin, and they took in their hands a large present of the best of the land. And they also took a double portion of silver. Let's stop right here. Jacob was very wealthy. But even with money, he couldn't buy food. There was none, okay? There just wasn't any food up there. They were going to have to go to another country that had food stores to buy food. Verse 25, and Jacob strictly commanded his sons concerning Binyamin, take heed of him, in other words, watch out for him, in the way in which you are going, and do not separate yourself from him in the road, neither in Mitzrayim. In other words, don't let him out of your sight. Verse 26, and Yaakov rose up from his sons and spread forth his hands. And he prayed unto Yahweh on account of his sons, saying, O Yahweh, Elohim of heaven and earth, of the sky and the land, okay? Remember your covenant with our father Abraham. Remember with my father Yitzchak. And deal kindly with my sons. And deliver them not into the hands of the king of Mitzrayim. Do it, I pray thee, O Yah, for the sake of thy mercies. And redeem all my children and rescue them from the power of the Mitzri, the Egyptians, and send them their two brothers. Okay? That's not exactly how it reads in the English, but if it were in the Hebrew, that's how it would read. That's what all that studying is all about, all those years. Verse 27, and all the wives of the sons of Yaakov and their children lifted up their eyes to heaven, that would be the sky, Shemayim, and they all wept before Yahweh and cried unto him, deliver their fathers from the hands of the king of Mitzrayim. Verse 28, and Yaakov wrote a record to the king of Mitzrayim, and gave it into the hand of Yehuda, and into the hands of his sons for the king of Mitzrayim, saying, from your servant Yaakov, son of Abraham the Hebrew, the prince of Elohim, to the powerful and wise king, the revealer of secrets, king of Mitzrayim, greeting. Verse 30. Be it known to my lord, the king of Mitzrayim, the famine was sore upon us in the land of Canaan. And I sent my sons to thee to buy us a little food from you for our support. Verse 31. For my sons surrounded me, and I, being very old, cannot see with my eyes, for my eyes have become very heavy through age, as well as with daily weeping for my son, for Yosef, who was lost from before me, and I commanded my sons that they should not enter the gates of the city when they came to Mitzrayim on account of the inhabitants of the land. And I also commanded them to go about Mitzrayim to seek for my son Yosef. Perhaps they might find him there. And they did so. And you did consider them as spies of the land. Verse 33. Have we not heard concerning you that you did interpret Pharaoh's dream? Now they have Pharaoh. That's not the name, it's Parao. Okay? It's not a F. It's a P. And did speak truly unto him. How do you not know in your wisdom whether my sons are spies or not? Verse 34, now, my Lord and King, behold, I have sent my son before you, as you did speak unto my sons. He's speaking of Benjamin here. I beseech you to put your eyes upon him until he is returned to me in peace with his brothers. Verse 35. For do you not know, or have you not heard, that which our Elohim did unto Pharaoh when he took my mother Sarah, and what he did unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, on account of her, and also what our father Abraham did unto the nine kings of Elam, how he smote them all with the few men that were with him. Verse 36. And also what my two sons, Shimeon and Levi, did unto the eight cities of the Amori, that's the Amorites. How they destroyed them on account of their sister Dinah. Verse 37. And also on account of their brother Benjamin, they consoled themselves for the loss of his brother Joseph. Joseph, okay? There's no J in Hebrew. What will they do for him when they see the hand of any people prevailing over them for his sake? Verse 38. Do you not know, O king of Mitzrayim, that the power of Yah is with us? And also Yah ever hears our prayers and forsakes us not all the days? Verse 39. And when my sons told me of your dealings with them, I called not unto Yahweh on account of you, for then you would have perished with your men before my son Benjamin came before you. But I thought that, as Shimeon my son was in your house, perhaps you might deal kindly with him. Therefore I did not this thing unto you. Verse 40. Now, behold, Benjamin, my son, comes unto thee with my sons. Take heed of him, and put your eyes upon him, and then will Yah place his eyes over you and throughout your kingdom. Verse 41. Now I have told you all that is in my heart, and behold, my sons are coming to you with their brother. Examine the face of the whole land for their sake and send them back in peace with their brethren. Verse 42, and Jacob gave the record to his sons into the ears or into the care of Yehuda to give it unto the king of Mitzrayim. In short, he's reading the riot act. He doesn't know that this is his son Yosef. And he's saying, basically, if you don't treat my family right, my sons, and send them back to me, we're going to come and open up a whole can of whoopas all over you and your country, because they were known for that. I mean, what can you say that sons of Israel were bad news? They were the toughest of the tough. Well, that ends chapter 52. I got a whole half hour to do this. And the sons of Jacob rose up and took Binyamin and the whole of the presence, and they went and came to Mitzrayim, and they stood before Yosef. And you can reference Genesis 43, verse 15. Verse 2 of chapter 53. And Yosef beheld his brother Binyamin with them, and he saluted them, and these men came to Yosef's house. Verse 3. Let me get a drink of coffee here. Oh, yeah. And Yosef commanded the superintendent of his house to give to his brethren to eat, and he did so unto them. Verse 4. And at noontime, Yosef sent for the men to come before him with Binyamin. And the men told the superintendent of Yosef's house concerning the silver that was returned in their sacks. And he said unto them, it will be well with you. Fear not. And he brought their brother Shimeon unto them. Verse 5. And Shimeon said unto his brethren, the Lord of the Mitzrayim has acted very kindly unto me, and you did not keep me bound, as you saw with your eyes. For when you went out from the city, he let me free and dealt kindly with me in his house. Verse 6. And Yehuda took Binyamin by the hand, and they came before Yosef, and they bowed down to him to the ground. Verse 7. And the men gave the present unto Yosef, and they all sat before him. And Yosef said unto them, is it well with you? Is it well with your children? Is it well with your aged father? And they said, it is well. And Yehuda took the record which Jacob had sent and gave it into the hand of Yosef. Verse 8. And Yosef read the letter and knew his father's writing, and he wished to weep. And he went into an inner room, and he wept a great weeping. And then he went out. Verse 9, you can reference Genesis chapter 43, verse 29. And he lifted up his eyes and beheld his brother Binyamin, and he said, is this your brother of whom you spoke unto me? And Binyamin approached Yosef. And Yosef placed his hand upon his head, and he said unto him, may Yah be gracious unto you, my son. Verse 10. And when Yosef saw his brother, the son of his mother, he again wished to weep. And he entered the chamber, and he wept there, and he washed his face, and went out, and refrained from weeping. And he said, prepare food. In other words, his face and eyes were all red. He was just crying. He was emotionally just overwhelmed, because this is his little brother, and he just... and all of his brothers. And yeah, they had done him dirty, the older brothers, but they were there, and Yahweh was with him, and he had forgiven them, and he made up made nice, and he was a man of Yahweh. He couldn't do anything else, really, honestly. Verse 11. And Yosef had a cup from which he drank, and it was of silver, beautifully inlaid with onyx stones and bdellium. I don't know what bdellium is. I'll have to try to find out. I keep seeing this, and it doesn't. And Yosef struck the cup in the sight of his brethren while they were sitting to eat with him. In other words, ding! And Yosef said unto the men, I know by this cup that Reuben, the firstborn, Shimeon and Levi, and Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun are children from one mother. Seat yourselves to eat according to your births. Okay, the oldest down to the youngest. Verse 13. And he also placed the others according to their births. And he said, I know that this your youngest brother has no brother. And I, like him, have no brother. He shall sit down to eat with me. Now, in that land at that time, to be able to sit to eat with the second in command of all the country was huge. It was not just, oh, yeah, just sit down by me. It was not casual. At all. Definitely not. That was a very big deal. Verse 14. And Benjamin went up before Yosef and sat upon the throne. And the men beheld the acts of Yosef, and they were astonished at them. And the men ate and drank at that time with Yosef, and he then gave presents unto them. And Yosef gave one gift unto Benjamin, and Manasseh and Ephraim saw the acts of their father, and they also gave presents unto him. And Asnath, that was his wife, gave him one present, and there were five presents in the hands of Benjamin. Everybody else got one. Verse 15. And Yosef brought them out wine to drink, and they would not drink. And they said, from the day on which Yosef was lost, we have not drunk wine nor eaten any delicacies. In other words, we don't allow ourselves to rejoice like this. Verse 16. And Yosef swore unto them, and he pressed them hard. In other words, he pushed it. And they drank plentifully with him on that day. And Yosef afterward turned to his brother Benjamin to speak with him. And Benjamin was still sitting upon the throne before Yosef. And Yosef said unto him, have you begotten any children? And he said, your servant has 10 sons. And these are their names. Because he wasn't a kid anymore. He'd been gone for years, and Benjamin was all grown up. These are their names: Bela, Becher, Ashbal, Gera, Naaman, Achi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ord. And I called their names after my brother whom I have not seen. Oh boy. Verse 18. And he ordered them to bring before him his map of the stars, whereby Yosef knew all the times. A star chart, let's stop here. When you look at the stars, you could see the progression of the constellations and you would know it was not witchcraft. It was a physical method, like the mariners that used an astrolabe to sight the stars for navigation. It's a scientific method. So he knew that. And so he was not doing astrology. Astronomy and astrology are two different things. Continuing on. And Yosef said unto Binyamin, I have heard that the Hebrews are acquainted with all wisdom. Do you know anything of this? Verse 19. And Binyamin said, your servant is knowing also in all the wisdom which my father taught me. In other words, you got a good education from Jacob. And Yosef said unto Binyamin, look now at this instrument and understand where your brother Yosef is in Mitzrayim, who you said went down to Mitzrayim. Verse 20. And Binyamin beheld that instrument with the map of the stars of the sky. And he was wise and looked therein to know where his brother was. And Binyamin divided the whole land of Mitzrayim into four divisions. And he found that he who was sitting upon the throne before him was his brother. Brother Yosef. And Binyamin wondered greatly, and when Yosef saw that his brother Binyamin was so much astonished, he said unto Binyamin, what have you seen, and why are you astonished? Verse 21. And Binyamin said unto Yosef, I can see by this that Yosef, my brother, sits here with me upon the throne. And Yosef said unto him, I am Yosef, your brother. Reveal not this thing unto your brethren. Behold, I will send you with them when they go away, and I will command them to be brought back again into the city, and I will take thee away from them. Verse 22. And if they dare their lives and fight for you, then I shall know that they have repented of what they did unto me. And I will make myself known to them. And if they forsake you when I take you, then shall you remain with me, and I will wrangle with them, and they shall go away, and I will not become known to them. It's a little conspiracy going on right there. In other words, I'm going to test your brothers to see if they're a little different than they were when they did me dirty. Mm-hmm. Well, they already had repented and they were going to pass the test. Verse 23. And you can reference Genesis chapter 44, verse 1. At that time, Yosef commanded his officer to fill their sacks with food and to put each man's money into his sack. Here you go. And to put the cup in the sack of Binyamin and to give them provision for the road, and they did so unto them. So that was going to be his pretense to bring Benjamin back. Verse 24. And on the next day, the men rose up early in the morning, and they loaded their asses with their corn, or grain. Corn is a generic for all types of grain. And they went forth with Benjamin, and they went to the land of Canaan with their brother Benjamin. Verse 25. They had not gone far from Mitzrayim when Yosef commanded him that was set over his house, saying, "Rise, pursue these men before they get too far from Mitzrayim, and say unto them, why have you stolen my master's cup?" Oh, he was still messing with them. He was having, oh boy. He's testing them. Verse 26. And Yosef's officer rose up, and he reached them, and he spoke unto them all the words of Yosef. And when they heard this thing, they became exceedingly wroth, and they said, "He with whom thy master's cup shall be found shall die, and we will also become slaves." They didn't know that they were set up. Verse 27. And they hastened, and each man brought down his sack from his ass, and they looked in their bags, and the cup was found in Benjamin's bag. And they all tore their garments, and they returned to the city. Well, and they smote Benjamin in the road, continually smiting, and they were beating him up, because he had the cup, and he didn't do the cup. Yosef stuck the cup in there. And they were continually smiting him until he came into the city, and they stood before Yosef. Verse 28. And Yehuda's anger was kindled, and he said, "This man has only brought me back to destroy Mitzrayim this day." Verse 29. And the men came to Yosef's house, and they found Yosef sitting upon his throne, and all the mighty men standing at his right and left. And Yosef, verse 30. And Yosef said unto them, "What is this act that you have done, that you took away my silver cup and went away? But I know that you took my cup in order to know thereby in what part of the land your brother was." Because he used that that cup for divining. That tells that in Genesis. Verse 31. And Yehuda said, "What shall we say to our Lord? What shall we speak, and how should we justify ourselves? Yah has this day found the iniquity of all your servants. Therefore he has done this thing to us this day." In other words, We got rid of Yosef years ago, and we're paying a price for it now. And you can reference Genesis 44, verse 17. verse 32. And Yosef rose up and caught hold of Benjamin and took him from his brethren with violence. And he came to the house and locked the door at them. And Yosef commanded him that was set over his house that he should say unto them, Thus saith the king, Go in peace to your father, because behold, I have taken the man in whose hand my cup was found. And that ends chapter 53. Now 54, it's going to get real exciting real quick. And that will be the next show. I don't have time to go into 54 today, but I probably will have to do two shows with 54 because there's 110 verses. That's a lot. And the average I'm doing is 50 to 60 verses. So 54 is going to take a couple of shows. We'll have to get into that another day. But this is really getting exciting. That 54 is going to be a rock'em sock'em chapter. I'm all excited about doing it. I have such a good time with this. You know, people think, oh, that's a lot of work, Steve. Yeah, but would I rather be doing something else? Going to a bar, drinking beer? I did that when I was young. I glory in this. This is Yahweh's teachings to us. And there's nothing better in my life at this point. This is the highlight of my existence. I would rather do this than anything else. This is the best. I have more enjoyment out of this than anything else. My whole life has changed due to Yahweh's influence in my life. I am not the man I was when I was younger. I'm not the man I was when I was a patriot in the militia and got in that situation and had to go to prison. I'm not that man. I grew because I prayed to Yahweh and I put my faith in Yahweh, and Yahweh turned me to his use. He works in our lives. You got a great show. No, Yahweh has a great show. Everything I'm reading here is from him. Why do you think it's so good? It's one of those deals. Well, I'm pretty much down the end of the hour, and it's been a pleasure. I have totally enjoyed this. So I will say Shalom Aleichem. I'm gonna play a little song and play the outro, and I'll talk to you again on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
I'm not walking. with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw of grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on, hold on, I'll walk.
Soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.